Questions 47 through 50. Listen to part of a lecture given in an introductory linguistics class.
We've probably all wondered how a new word gets into the dictionary. Take the word doofus, for example, spelled D-O-O-F-U-S, meaning a stupid or incompetent person. This word, which has been around since the late 1960s in a slang sense, made it into the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary only in 1993. Why did it take so long? Well, first of all, dictionary editors like to wait at least 3 years to be sure a word is going to last, especially a slang word. They don't want to put in a new word prematurely and then have to take it out in the next edition. But even for words that aren't slang, getting into the dictionary isn't easy. New words have to pass a lot of editorial tests, including how difficult or easy they are to look up. There's also a limit to how thick a dictionary can be, or how small its type can get, before people feel they don't want to use it. Some words have to come out before others can go in. The Collegiate Dictionary adds about 10,000 words to every edition, but it takes out only a few hundred. So choices have to be made very carefully.
Number 47. What is the main subject of the talk? Number 48. Why does the speaker define the word doofus? Number 49. According to the speaker, why do people sometimes not want to use dictionaries? Number 50. What can be inferred about new words?